It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Israel at war. At least 300 have been killed, 1,400 wounded, as Hamas militants stormed the blockaded Gaza Strip into nearby Israeli towns. Videos online show some Jews being abducted. Team coverage beginning with Mike Thompson of the BBC.
Some of the strongest backing for Hamas's actions on Saturday has come from Yemen's Houthi rebels. They described the attack on Israel as a heroic jihadist operation. Qatar blamed Israel's policy of expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank for triggering the assault. Kuwait took a similar stance. But the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan, all of whom recently normalized ties with Israel, refrained from criticizing either side and simply called on both to show restraint.
CBS's Christina Ruffini is at the White House.
Speaking by phone to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden says America's commitment to Israel's security is unwavering.
This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
But domestic political divisions could complicate that commitment.
There is nothing the House can do until they elect a speaker.
Members of Congress, including ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, are warning that the lack of a House speaker will hinder America's ability to respond.
The United Auto Workers Union strike is about to enter a fourth week. Union President Sean Fain was at a rally with hundreds of workers who are demanding better pay and a four-day work week. This was in Chicago.
The CEOs and the cronies forget about the working class, and they forget about one thing. We've got the power!
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is making an appeal for more people arriving in the United States to legally get to work. He said this in Colombia as he ended a tour of some of the countries where migrants generally come from as they enter the U.S. from Mexico.
When you look at Colombia, they have really showed how to absorb individuals into their society. One of the most important ways to do it is to allow people to work.
Another weekend of rain in the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Joseph Wegman says Maine is getting the worst of it.
2 to 4 inches of rain would cause widely scattered instances of flash flooding across Maine. And Maine is the area that will see the heaviest rainfall.
Rebecca Andrade of Brazil has denied Simone Biles a 22nd world title by winning the women's vault competition ahead of the American superstar. It happened after Biles fell on her back upon landing, and she took silver. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My name is Jim Conroy, and I'm the CEO at Boot Barn. As we celebrate 45 years supporting the Western community, we have been reflecting on the American Cowboys' incredible influence on our nation. Through tenacity and grit, they persevere to keep the cowboy legacy alive while feeding families across the world. It speaks to the strength and spirit of our country, and we are honored to support this proud heritage. Thank you for sharing the West with us for 45 years.
Tiffany absolutely hated her job.
I was living paycheck to paycheck on a dead-end job that I did not like.
She'd been considering a change with My Computer Career.
I was able to qualify for financial aid.
Just 2 nights a week in a classroom and studying from anywhere online opened up a whole new world to her.
I get job offers all the time. IT is practically recession-proof.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I highly recommend My Computer Career.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 34. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Can't you make one of them pretty? Don't act like the problem is me. Now there's some things I shouldn't do. What the hell do I have to lose? I'll go crazy just like you. Make up some shit that isn't true. I'll go crazy, cross that line, messing with the men that aren't mine. I know.
Lord knows I've tried to give up all these tears. Seek on Civic Media, kicking off the show with a double dip of Jenna Jane, her brand new stuff there. That's the title track called Nine Lives. Crazy before that. Oh my goodness, it's brand new Jenna Jane.
Woo!
Sounds really good. She doesn't have really,
so good.
She doesn't have any shows really on the books right now, but she always has exciting stuff going on. Next show is in December. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, hello.
How y'all doing tonight?
Great. How about you?
Well, you know, it's a fun story.
Okay.
When I was, first of all, I'm
I love stories.
Especially fun ones.
I'm late to the game of getting Jenna Jane's new album or new EP. I've been meaning to get last couple of weeks. I just haven't, but this was the week for it. So I went to Amazon Music, grabbed it, and I listened to it. And the first track's an intro track, right?
Okay.
Kind of sets up the whole CD of Nine Lives. And I listened to it and I was blown away. Check it out. I'll play it for you right now.
Okay.
This is the intro. This is the first track.
Here we go.
This is the first track you hear on the new Jenna Jane's EP.
Play it.
Who is Jenna Jane?
That's Jenna Jane.
Jenna Jane's on the phone with us right now.
Jenna Jane here.
Jenna Jane. Jenna Jane.
Come on, put your hands together. Jenna Jane.
Wait, who are you talking about?
We got about halfway through that, and I'm like, that's my voice.
That is your voice.
Wow, Jimmy.
Wow, totally, you're famous.
Totally blown away.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Jenna, I don't know what inspired you to do that.
I want, now I'm going to have to get this EP too, because I love that as an intro track to make you just kind of go, whoa, now I got to listen to her. That's great.
Who is Jenna Jane?
Who is Jenna Jane?
On the phone with us right now.
Jenna Jane here.
It's just
Jimmy Kay
mind-blowing.
Knows who Jenna Jane is.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
creative, too. That's a really great use
it is.
Of that of that media.
I love it.
The new EP is great. It's streaming all over the place.
Did this blow your mind when you heard it?
It did.
Oh,
I had to go take a timeout afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, to be honored
to
be included into someone's art. I mean, how cool is that?
It is very cool.
I take it as a great honor and
immortal.
Very much appreciate it. Hey, you know what else I appreciate?
What?
Great radio shows like Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we're going to knock it out of the park tonight, Rocker.
You know it.
Jimmy, tonight, Martin Popoff. He's an author. He's a rock journalist. He's written an amazing amount of books, and he has a new Kiss book and a new AC/DC book that's out. So we're going to hear about his new books. Women of Lockerbie. It's a new play. It's at Madison College. It's coming up. We have Karen and Dharma, and they're going to be here telling us about this brand new play that's going to be opening up October 13th. And we're going to have live in the lair.
Oh, I know. They're already here.
Ryan McGrath Band. We had Ryan and Tall Paul in the studio back in 2020. And so now we're in the new studio with Ryan McGrath Band. And then, of course, Jimmy, Maxine, Kevy, and some Essential Ass Crack, I imagine.
That's all coming up tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to hear something, give me a call. Call or text within the Civic Media app. Let's do the brand new Amelia Ford now. This song is called Hate Her. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
You
to you.
You're not afraid to make you your victim.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out a move on devotion, unwanted commotion.
Yeah.
song called Durango Town from their new CD, I think. I think this is brand new. I found it in the email box. And Rocker, you have all the information about it.
Well, not all the information, Jimmy, but that band features Jason Klagstad from Milwaukee on guitar. And he was the guitarist in Semi Twang, kind of a famous band, and also Arroyo, old legendary Milwaukee band. And Jason is also the president of Whammy. In Milwaukee. So we're trying to set him up and get him here in the lair.
That's cool.
Which would be really cool. So Elephonic from Milwaukee.
Ryan McGrath Band is in the lair tonight. Rocker, we're going to try something brand new tonight here, okay? You may have noticed that Terry Barr is missing from the studio right now.
I was wondering what. I turned around and she was gone.
So Terry Barr is actually downstairs.
What?
In front of the Overture Center right now. Hi, Terry. Can you hear us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. So
hi, guys.
There's a busker playing a trumpet on the street. And so the new segment here is we have Terry Barr out, and we're going to do an instant interview with the busker with the with the trumpet.
I can see her out the window right now.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Oh, he just stopped because he was talking to people.
Oh.
But now he's playing. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can. Can we rudely interrupt him?
I don't know. But doesn't he sound fabulous? Hi there.
Hello.
We're on the radio on the air right now.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your name?
Alex.
You sound terrific.
Thank you.
What brings you out to do this out here tonight?
I do this. This is my thing. I play out here. I usually rotate between trumpet, percussion, and saxophone.
Oh.
So,
wow.
So I'm doing this now for the show, the Overture show, and then going to go home and eat dinner and come back out probably with my saxophone a little later.
Sweet. We will watch for you later. You guys, it's Alex. He's on his trumpet now. And as you heard, he does this. So he could be a regular feature with us.
It could be. Or anybody that plays in front of the Overture Center.
The symphony show is tonight.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Alex.
It's so good, you guys. This is fun. We're going to do this again for sure.
Awesome. Busking on State Street.
Thanks, Alex.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. Let's do some simple company now. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tracks Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You look so good. Stop being my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I'd even give a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still. For bringing every bit of me, there's something about your energy. I like the way it made for you and you for me. Would you like? Share that really love, that truly care that this world needs. You know, people just look beautiful with that really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world together. Yeah, we'll see better weather.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at the UPSstore.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's so hot. Wait.
now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday, everybody. How you doing tonight? Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you on the Civic Media Radio Network, original local music until midnight tonight. Be sure to check out the website, maxincradio.com. Tons of great things there, podcast, way to send your music to us. It's all at maxincradio.com, Rocker.
Jimmy, working out of Toronto, Canada, Martin Popoff has penned more than 100 books on hard rock, heavy metal, classic rock, and record collecting, including Pink Floyd and the Dark Side of the Moon, Rush, the Illustrated History, Led Zeppelin, song by song, Pink Floyd album by album, and even Bowie at 75, just really to name a few. In addition, he has appeared in magazines including Revolver, Guitar World, Goldmine, and is a regular contributor at bravewords.com. Martin also worked on the award-winning documentaries Rush, Beyond the Lightest Stage, and ZZ Top.
Wow.
I mean, come on. On the phone with us right now is author, rock journalist, and music historian Martin Popoff. Martin, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. Looking forward to this.
This is so exciting. I'm just a little, I'm a little overexcited because I am a huge Kiss fan, but I know we're going to get to that. All of us love music, but almost no one can become a successful rock journalist. Tell us a little about your backstory. Who are you and how did you get to this moment?
Well, I started pretty late in all this. I met Tim Henderson, who was working the HMV, the flagship store in Toronto, and he was starting a magazine called Timbits at the time, and then it became Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles, and I did a book, and then started interviewing, you know, rock stars, basically in the metal field for Brave Words, and then had a self-published book, then a book through a publisher, and then basically went full-time in the year 2000, so 23 years ago now is really the only time I went full-time, and was good for, you know, 5, 6, 9 books a year, along with working for all these magazines, interviewing these guys. So just by getting all those interviews, that's how you get sort of the, you know, the raw meat that you need to do any kind of rock books.
We know all about that raw meat.
Oh, boy.
Before we get to your new books on Kiss and AC/DC, tell us, like, what goes into writing a book about an iconic band like Floyd or Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah.
Well, every single one of them is totally different. But, you know, a lot of them are straight biographies where, you know, I've interviewed the band 15, 20 times, 25 times or whatever. So there's those types. But the Zeppelin one, for example, was just get into a zen state and write a record, write a review, basically a 400, 500 word review of every single Zeppelin song. I've done that now for The Clash and The Damned as well. But AC/DC and the new Kiss one are a series that publisher started, this At 50 or At 75 series. And what I had to do for that is just come up with what you think are 50 of the greatest career milestones for those bands, and then write about 800 words per thing, and boom, you're done.
Where do you do your research? Where do you get the information from?
Well, just being a fan since 1973, when I was 10 years old, and,
yeah,
a lot of books and the internet, and interviewing these guys, and just playing the records all my life, and. Yeah, there's a lot out there. I mean, there's a lot of books and definitely a lot on the internet. So you can sort it out. You can find it.
You know, when you're in the interview business, sometimes you ask questions that you later regret. Is there a specific question you've asked a band that you're like, why did I even ask that question?
I've gotten in trouble many times in a general sense for dwelling too much on the past and talking about the old band or whatever,
right,
and getting silence. I mean, I remember once Ritchie Blackmore. You know, I'd ask him some things, and then all of a sudden it was, I don't remember. And that's it. That's all he would say, right? It says, okay, let's move on. Let's get back to Blackmore's Night. And, talk about your latest record with Candace. And, yeah, so, you know, the odd time I think I've ticked off a few guys by mining for those old legendary tidbits of information.
Mm. Well, especially if it's new tidbits, even if they're old and no one has heard it. It's so fun to find out, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of gossip out there. And, but, you know, I mean, you get your 20 minutes or whatever, right? And, and you don't want to, like, have the interview not happen. You got to get the story you're supposed to get, which is about the new album. So you can't really tick these guys off. Or if you're going to, leave it to the end, right?
Ah, there you go. Yeah, you got everything you need. And then you're like, okay.
Good strategy.
We are talking with rock journalist Martin Popoff. Now, Martin, let's talk about this new book, Kiss at 50. You have it in a hardcover format, and this is actually taking a look at the band's history, features, I love this, some unpublished photos and memorabilia. Now, tell us all about this. And I have to tell you, in honor of you being on, I wore my Gene Simmons for President t-shirt.
Beauty. Very nice. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
He's wearing Megan's Alice Cooper. He can't be president because he was born in Israel, right?
Exactly. So, correct. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe,
tell us about the book,
Peter
though.
Maybe Peter Criss for president. Or Ace Frehley.
There we go.
That'd be a lot of fun. But no, this is this publisher does a beautiful job with, like, sourcing all those photos and really nice layouts, and it's hardcover, like you say, and basically 50 career highlights, a lot of my own memorabilia. I got to meet the guys all at once one time, which was great. Mm. Got a bunch of stuff signed, and then had a lot of you know phoners along the way, and
sure,
met
a
couple
sure.
times and Peter. But no, the one time, and then in the introduction, there's a picture of me with the band and a couple of fully signed things, which was really cool. But no, every out of those 50, you know, we cover every single studio album, every live album, a lot of the contentious TV appearances, getting on the Super Bowl,
forming
the band, guys leaving, guys getting fired, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's that's almost the funnest part, is literally just, hey, what are the 50 going to be, kind of thing.
Wow. I love that.
You know, I have to admit that the first concert that I ever went to without my parents was Judas Priest opening up for Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Like 79. Give us a nugget. Tell us something we might not know about Kiss that your book reveals.
Oh, God. boy, I can never answer that question.
The stumper.
Things are written like, it's written like a year ago, right? Almost, pretty much. So, I don't know. I mean, it was good getting interviews with those guys and getting to meet them. I mean, I guess I've you know, remember those, I don't know if you guys ever knew about those pretty salacious old Ace Frehley books that were done on Ace. There's a lot of stuff that's been revealed on Kiss over the years. In fact, I mean, there's so many books out on Kiss that it seems like every detail out there is sort of known. But, I mean, there's books, I think there's a book that is like a 500-page book just on those four solo albums they did together in 1978. So.
Mm, wow.
And you also just recently published a book on another iconic band, AC/DC.
Yeah, wow.
AC/DC at 50. Talk about that.
Yeah, and that's a similar sort of thing where it is the 50 career highlights and a few little interview things. But the nice thing about these books is it's not really interview-based. It's basically giving you, kind of just a history of the band in broken up into these bits, so you don't have to kind of read along all the time. You can just open it whenever you want, sort of thing. But AC/DC is one of these bands that's pretty – they kind of hold things close to their vest. There's the whole young family guardedness about those guys, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
As you go along the years, and then sadly we lose Malcolm. But my favorite memory was getting to see those guys at the Toronto had this almost like a Legionnaire's disease, respiratory disease, passed through here, and a bunch of people died back in 2003 or whatever. And what do they call it? SARS, right?
Yes.
So they had this big concert, SARS stock, to help the tourism industry, and the Stones got involved and everything. So it was Stones headlining, AC/DC, Rush, BTO, even Justin Timberlake was there. He got totally booed off the stage. But I got to see this thing.
Oh, dear.
This was at like a big sort of decommissioned military site. And they had 400,000 people at this outdoor field on this beautiful summer day. And the next day I got to interview Malcolm at the hotel room at 1 p.m. It was great. And I was standing there waiting to get in. You know, Angus walks by. He's got the little white house coat on. He's carrying his little tray of tea. And I got to say hi to Angus. And, but then got in and got to meet Malcolm. And Malcolm was... I swear to God, if he was over 90 pounds, I'd be surprised. He was so skinny and short, right? But they're just a total sweetheart, the nicest guy. But although in the industry, like they say, he those guys can be pretty hard-nosed. So I think they just seem very studied with the media, right? Because I think if you get that famous, right, if you get that famous, your personality changes because everybody is treating you a certain way, right? Everybody's saying yes to you all the time. So yeah, it's funny. There's a smoothness there that you probably don't even notice because they're so good at it, right? But he was just so nice. It was great.
Oh, that is so fun to hear about.
What's if you're going to do another book?
Yeah, good question.
A brand new book after Kiss here. Mm-hmm. What would that book be? Who would it be on?
Oh man, I would love to do more for this publisher. I mean, possibly Motorhead. I think Motorhead. I tell you, if someone told me like you could have one band for the rest of your life and 12 albums or whatever, I would pick all the recent Motorhead albums and just because I play those all the time. The lyrics are so good, the music's so good on them. I would like to write a book even just about Lemmy's lyrics, frankly. I mean, that would be actually pretty cool. But I don't know, Queen, you know, I've never interviewed Queen. I have written one Queen book. That's right. So I've done one Queen book. And that was part of a series where it's, you assemble a panel of experts and you basically, interview people about every single studio album. And I'm just the moderator. I've done 5 for those guys like that, 3 or 4 for my UK publisher. But that publisher, I'm doing another one for them right now. But that publisher, what they want to do is they want you to get a few celebrities if you can, right? Mm. So I've had some pretty decent people in there. Like I had Kirk Hammett and Dee Snider and Marty Friedman and stuff. But for the Queen one, I couldn't believe it. I just send out this formal letter and stuff. But guess who said yes? Paul McCartney.
Wow.
So I got Paul McCartney in the Queen one. It's like one Friday, I'm sitting here like 2:00 in the afternoon. It's like I get this email saying, "Yeah, Paul will talk to you at 4:00."
Wow.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm like passing out, right?
Ventilated, absolutely.
Right? That turned out to be a phoner, and he was driving his own car instead of being driven. He was going back from the studio in London to his palatial country estate. And doing this phone interview with me in the car while he's recording his, you know, he's just getting back from recording his new album. And just, you know, and at that point, you know, for these things, when I'm interviewing my buddies for them, it's like, you know, you get them to do homework and, you know, oh, yeah, you got to tell me about every single song on Innuendo or Made in Heaven, right? But
right.
With Paul McCartney, it's like, and I'm not obviously not asking him to do any homework, so I'm just lobbing him all these softballs on Queen, right? But, you know, we get to the end of it. I'm thinking I'm going to keep this guy like 12 minutes and then get off. I don't want, you know, I think that's what I said in my letter, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But we went going. We kept going. It was 20 minutes, 24 minutes or so. And then I thought, you know, and you can hear him driving, and he gets up into his private driveway. He says, "Hold on, I'm on this. There's someone in front of me, this lady. Come on, back up, love, back up." So he's like getting into his own lane sort of thing. And then I'm thinking, all right, okay, I can't keep this guy multitasking as he's driving.
Right, that is a great story all by itself.
A couple of quick things, and I just said, okay, thanks, man. Okay, well, we better get off here. So.
Yeah, Martin.
That's the other thing. When you get these guys, like you know, there gets to be a limit where you go, am I keeping them too long? They're going to get ticked off soon. The publicist told me 20 minutes. We're at 22.
And somebody's keeping track.
And my producer is saying 30 seconds here, Martin.
Sometimes they're even listening, right? Sometimes they're listening. Sometimes they butt in if you ask a question they don't want you to ask, right? And it's, we're not talking about that right now. Okay.
Ooh. Hey, maybe we'll see you at a Kiss Expo sometime soon. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be a blast. I've only been to one years ago, but I've never been in one with a table of my stuff or anything.
You should definitely look into that.
You know, the only time I ever met Peter Criss was at a comic sort of expo that it was one of these autograph signing things with movie people. And
yes.
So they had Dee Snider, Lita Ford was there,
mm-hmm.
Ken Kelly, who did the cover art for, Destroyer and Rainbow Rising, but also Peter Criss was there. And it's funny, I knew the guy that was kind of his, working with him, handling him,
mm-hmm.
and Danny Stanton, really nice guy. And the washroom happened to be by my table of books, right? and he escorts him into the can, and Peter comes out. I go, Danny, can I just get Peter to sign like a couple things real quick? And he goes, all right, two things. And Peter comes out. And he was super nice, and he stood around. I gave him a book, and he signed a couple things. I showed him my receipt that I brought from 1981 of the drum set I bought. I bought, a set of Pearl drums because of Peter, right? And I showed him this, you caused this, and blah, blah, blah.
So, that's cool.
Martin, I bet you're just a blast at parties. I could sit down and drink martinis with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell
no story, kidding.
Hear
no,
your stories
I'm
all
not
night
a blast
long.
At parties because once dinner's done, I don't want to drink anything. I like drinking on an empty stomach at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And that's it.
I think you may be our new favorite person.
We could do that. We like that.
The hangover is starting at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
No.
So,
Martin, where can the people get your books right now? Where's the best place to get your stuff?
MartinPopoff.com. There's every single book that's in print is there with PayPal buttons. I sign them, send them all out of my office here. The postage is reasonable because I got U.S. media mail from Canada. And there's full descriptions of everything. And MartinPopoff.com.
Excellent.
Martin Popoff, thank you so much, man. It's
that
been
was
a pleasure
super fun.
Hearing
thank
your stories.
You.
Thank you.
You
guys. It was a lot of fun. Very cool.
So in honor
Catch
of
soon again.
In honor of your new book, Kiss at 50, and Terry Barr, because Kiss is her favorite band in
it
the whole
is.
Entire
it
world.
It is.
I know we do local music, but we'll do some Kiss for you. Max, Inc. on Civic Media.
Very cool.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Kiss. No, Kiss isn't from Madison. Or are they? Maybe. Where are they from? Are they from the States or?
New York City,
Jimmy. New York City. Okay. All right. That was a really fun chat with Martin. What an interesting guy. Martin Popoff, rock journalist.
Oh, yeah. He's written like over 100 books. You should see them all. It's crazy. He's a big Last Crack fan, too.
Is he really? We should have asked him about that.
Yep. Well,
I was genuinely sincere when I asked him. He must be a blast at parties because when someone can talk and tell those many stories about every band that you just love, how cool would that be, you know?
Wow.
No doubt. GBK, Rocker, Terry Barr with you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up, we got a double dip of Marsden to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. The Ryan McGrath Band. They are live in the lair. We're about to sound check them. They'll be on at 9 o'clock. And maybe you can give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text within the Civic Media app. Rocker, you got anything jazzy to say?
No, I would just say, Jimmy, you know, if you want to find out all the ways to listen, just go to maxincradio.com and it leads you to all of our podcasts, all the ways to listen.
It's the magic road at maxincradio.com. Let's do some Todd Phipps now. It's Hitting the Road. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know,
cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.